Down the years, I've got to try and avoid talking to players about injuries because generally players don't like it. But in your case, it's been a bit of a tough one, hasn't it? Where are you right now with everything?
Yeah, as you said, it was a long summer. But as I sit here now, I feel good. I've still got a few little kind of bits and bobs that we're still rehabbing and things like that. But nothing you don't play through that every other bowler doesn't get. But in terms of my main injury, kind of I had on my back and my spine. I won't get into it; very complicated. But that's good at the moment. You know, I take medication and I do all my training is kind of specific to me to make sure I'm, you know, able to perform on the field. You know, just how to control my body and things like that. And yeah, I'm good. I've been bowling in the nets. I feel good. My pace feels good. I feel fresh. And yeah, I'm looking forward to getting stuck in.
I mean, don't be too down about this, but equally throw a positive. The fact that you're still here, you're still on these programmes, still being looked at by England is something of a miracle, bearing in mind, you know, some of the things you've been through this summer. Would you not agree with that?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm very fortunate to be in this position. I'm grateful to kind of get the recognition. You know, I went from potentially being offered retirement and things like that to then still being able to play for Sussex and have a really good summer with 2020s. Probably never fully fit playing for Sussex, but still doing well. And then on the back of that, getting the recognition to come on this tour. So I had a lot of time off at the end of the season. Kind of probably my season finished a lot earlier than the rest of the lads. I kind of, as soon as we finished the 2020s, I stopped completely. Whereas the other guys still play the Championship cricket. So I had a lot of time to let my body rest and, you know, just chill out and get back into my training again. And things have gone really well out in South Africa. And, you know, second day out here, feel really good, and I'm looking forward to getting into the games.
Was it ever sort of handed to you this a decision? Look, it's your general fitness for the rest of your life, or cricket. Was it ever a decision? Did you ever feel it was that sort of decision?
Kind of, yeah. We had a meeting once the injury happened. Then I had all the tests done again, and you know everybody kind of knocked their heads together, and all the different doctors, physios, management. And then we had a meeting and discussed all my different options. Yeah, and retirement was one of those options, and so there's many different things.
How thick was it laid on to you about that?
Everybody was very clear. Everybody at Sussex, all the doctors, everybody was brilliant. They were very clear with me. They explained everything. They gave me every bit of information I needed to make my decision. It was ultimately my decision, and I was always going to carry on playing, at least trying to. And you know, I'm glad I have. And you know, so far things have worked out really well so far, and hopefully that will continue.
But was it risky? I mean, your decision, was it a risk to carry on?
Not in a massive sense, I don't think. As long as everything was managed, and you know, as I said, Sussex were great in managing me, and everybody looks after me. You know, I'm now a bit of a special situation as such. You know, my training is different to everybody else's, and ECB have been great also, kind of managing that. You know, as I said, my training, you know, is specific to me and how I can get the best out of my body and make sure I can still stay on the park and play cricket. So, yeah.
So is it sort of 1 month at a time, is it, to see where we go? Or already now are you saying, I could do T20, after that, maybe things are ruled out for me? How do you see it yourself?
Yeah, this winter was good. It's kind of in a lot of different stages. I'm going to, obviously, this winter's, Poch was good. We've just come back from South Africa on a training camp. That all went well out here now for the T20 series. Hopefully that'll go well also. I see no reason why not. And then we'll go away, we'll see what happens, and I'll look to play more T20s for Sussex start of next summer, and then hopefully I want to play 50 over cricket also. I played two games last summer, just about. I picked up other injuries, my knee and my ankle were struggling a little bit, so. But I see no reason why I can't play at least a good part of the 50 over season next year, and then we'll take it from there. But if I can get through a good period of time just playing one day cricket of both forms, then you know we'll be happy.
I may just pause the interview for a second.
It's fine.
We can carry on.
We're all good.
Thank you. Sorry about that. I just need to make sure we weren't wasting your time. In terms of you performing well, performing to your best, how much have you lost in the last few months? Do you feel that you're back to being at your very best?
Yeah, I don't feel I've lost anything. I played all throughout the summer at Sussex, probably at no more than kind of 80, 90%. I was never quite there because I wasn't training as much because we didn't know how much I could train because we were still kind of finding a way around kind of how to go about it. I think we've done that now. And because I wasn't training, I picked up other injuries, kind of little like knee and ankle niggles and things which inhibited me. So I had a good year at Sussex. You know, I had a really good year. I was very pleased with. I'd have taken my stats from Sussex this year in the T20, even if I was fully fit at the start of the year. So I had a really good year at never being fully fit. So I'm confident now, being in good shape of doing well. If I'm fit, I'll back myself on the field every time. You know, I love T20s. You know, one day cricket. You know, that's where I feel I'm best. So, you know, I step out into that field, you know, with every confidence of doing well, and hopefully I'll take that into the series with Pakistan now.
Are you ready for the World T20, should you be called on?
As I said, the cricket's probably a secondary to that question. I've got to prove I can stay fit first. You know, they're not going to take a guy that they don't know can stay fit. So this five-match series now is a good chance to see where I'm at. You know, I might not be ready. Like, so the cricket would be irrelevant to kind of to that question. So first, if I can prove that I can back games up and I can play in this series of kind of. Of this of these fixtures and play, and then we'll look at the cricket. Okay, how well did he do, and see how he did. But I'll back myself to do well, as I said, in the cricket. So if I can stay fit and give myself the best chance of doing well, then you never know. Obviously, good things will happen.
What speeds were you clocking at the moment, you versus the old speed gun on your deliveries? Because the thing was, I mean, nobody wants to see any cricketer, anybody injured or whatever, but I know a lot of people, and I was certainly one of them, when I saw about what was happening to you, of course I was concerned for you, but I was concerned for me, the spectator, because of all the excitement that surrounds you and your bowling and the speed. So where are we at with the speeds of your deliveries and that exciting side of your game?
No, I don't feel I've lost any pace. I still feel I'm bowling quick. Played during the summer against Middlesex and still managed to clock over 90 miles an hour, again when I was still struggling with a few injuries. So luckily I don't think I've lost anything in that aspect. Obviously we'll see once we start playing some games out here kind of everything is, you know, match situation, how the ball carries through and stuff. But now I still feel good in the nets. You know, my run-up feels nice. I feel confident in my action and my body, more importantly, that I can still, you know, let it rip. I still try and bowl fast every time I bowl. I'm not now bowling within myself because of injuries. So, I've got every confidence that I'll still be able to get it down there.
Well, it's great that you're here. It's great that, as you say, you're clearly back to your best in speeds and everything. It's certainly for us to wish you all the best over the next few weeks. Thanks for talking to us.